And we have with us Hazel Atkins, and who we just heard talking. And we have here a record, a cover of one of your songs, she said, done by the Cramps. Have you heard this?
Yes, I have.
What do you think?
I think they've done a pretty good job with it, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I personally don't think they come near your version, but they kind of mess the words up, too.
And, yeah, they only mess them up, yeah.
Yeah. Kind of punk. You get any money out of this? They say never send you a royalty check?
Not yet. They got it, but I, you know, got to sign a lot of agreements, you know, to get it.
Yeah, I'd imagine they'd, I mean, it's been on two albums and a single. I'd imagine they owe you some bucks out of this.
Oh, yeah.
If we have a good high-tech lawyer out there, maybe we can get him to call in at 266-7900. And Haz has done a, we're going to play this Cramps thing just for sake of comparison. And there was some guys in England that had wanted you to record over there too. When is that? What's happening with that? You going to England this year?
Yeah, you mean across the water? Yeah, they want me to come over there and they want me, you know, record in the studio. Quick, I get there. They want to put me in a recording studio for a couple of days. No way, they said, you know, to catch some new songs and.
Right.
You know.
Well, we have two albums here from Germany, Chicken Walk and Rock and All Tonight, and one out. Those are on the DJ Jamboree label, and one out in England.
Yeah.
On the Big Beat.
Yeah, Big Beat. Ace, yeah. Records.
And we have here, right in here now, we'll get to that Cramps thing eventually. We have a new song done by Hazel Atkins with the A-Bones backing him up, and Billy Miller is also the president of Norton Records. And with the title of this is...
Go ahead, man.
Yeah.
We're going to hear Punchy Woochie Wicky Wacky Woo.
Yeah, that's what the A-Bones backing up has like, and this is brand
trying
new.
Trying to back them.
World debut.
It's not mixed either, so.
Yeah, this is unmixed. This is kind of a rough mix, but.
Still trying to figure it out.
What was the inspiration behind this particular number? Or where'd you get that wild title anyway?
Oh, you'd be Punchy Woochie Wicky Wacky Woo?
Yeah.
That's my girlfriend, really. If she just don't kill me when I go back.
I was on the phone to her this morning.
I've really got two songs, you know, made about her. And both of them, I think it's good.
Who was the other
one? Well, if she don't, I do. I sung half of this to her, you know, just back home.
Wow.
She told me not better make no song like that, you know, about her. But I did anyway, so...
Is she Hawaiian or something?
No, I heard him say on the phone this morning to her. He was saying, you know that song about you, Punchy Woochie Wicky Wacky Woo? We cut it the other night.
She don't believe it. She don't believe it.
Oh, well, we'll get her a copy of this tape and she'll believe it. And also, you know, the other thing I wanted to ask you about is I'm told you have a collection of heads in your house.
Yeah, I got a few. Yeah.
Where do you get these? Where do you get these heads? You go hunting for them yourself?
I pick them up, and, you know, just here and there. Yeah.
You pick them up. You don't go taking them off.
No, not cutting nobody's head off. No.
Tell about
the car.
Oh, that's right.
I'd rather let Billy tell him about my car. He's seen it. He's really let him tell it. Go ahead,
he's
Billy.
He's got a 1970 Satellite that looks like it's been painted 80 times with tempera paint. With white polka dots on the side and a shrunken head hanging from the mirror.
Well, I'd consider that. I think that's a class.
And about 500 empty packs of Doral cigarettes on the floor.
Wow. Okay, here we go with Hazel Atkins and Punchy Wunchy Wicky Wacky Woo. And we'll bring the Haz back to play live again in a little while, a couple more minutes. But this is from a session done in New York with the A-Bones. Punchy Wunchy Wicky... Oh, God, I love that title. Wicky Wacky Woo. If I have a dog, that's going to be its name.